Okay. So good morning, brothers and sisters. It's a privilege to be with you this morning.
弟兄姐妹们早。
Good morning.
早安。实在是有特别的恩典能够与弟兄姐妹们在一起。
Yes, as was mentioned before, 6 months, this is a truly unique time we're living in.
就像刚才弟兄所报告的，我们几乎六个月在家中，这实在是一个很特别的时期。
Many of us and many people have been living in a social bubble for the past 6 months.
我们有许多人都好像在一个一个特别的一个好像特别的包围的一个气泡里面生活了六个月。
But we thank the Lord that He has provided us a means to gather together in His name.
但是我们感谢我们主，主还是提供我们各样的这样的交通的工具，让我们能够在主面前聚集。
In times like this, it is so precious to remember the Lord's promise that when two or three are gathered in His name, He would be in the midst.
我们在这样的时期里面，我们特别想到主的话，两三个人奉主的名聚集。主就在我们的中间。
And I believe the Lord has granted many opportunities for each of us to lean into Him a little bit more during this pandemic.
我相信主在这段时间是在给我们每个人有更多的恩典，让我们更多能够亲近他。
Okay, so let's have another short prayer before we start.
我们再有一点简短的祷告。
Father, we are thankful that we can be called your children.
父啊，我们感谢你，我们能够称为神的儿女。
What a blessing and a privilege it is that we can call upon your name and call you Father.
实在是主特别的恩典怜悯，我们能够称颂主的名，能称赞主的名。
And we can pray in Jesus' name to grant us humble and teachable hearts.
我们能够借着一个谦卑的心，能够借着主来祷告。
As we pray, we do ask that you will open the heaven to us.
我们在这边向主祷告，能够把敞开的天赐给我们。
We need to hear you.
我们必须听到主对我们说话。
Speak to each and every one of us.
对每一个人说话。
We ask this in Jesus' precious name.
我们向主祈求，奉主耶稣基督名祷告，阿门。
So today's topic is family relationship.
今天的主题是讲到家庭的关系。
I have a question: if the son always does what his mom tells him to do, would you think he was a good son?
如果在家里面，如果有个一个父母老叫孩子做，小孩子照样去做，是不是一个好孩子
？I think most parents would agree with that.
我相信大部分父母是会这样觉得。
Especially if you're the mother of that son, and your son always obeyed you and did what you say, you would think that he's a good son.
特别是一个当母亲的，当你无论说什么，你的孩子都会听你这样去做，那这样会觉得他实在是一个好孩子。
So that's on the part of the parents if the son is always doing the mother's will.
就是特别有这些孩子能够遵从母亲的旨意。
What if you're a woman and you married?This man.
如果你是一个女人嫁了这样的一个男人
，After you're married, you find that the man you married, the son, always obeys his mother.
如果你嫁了这个男人，如果这个男人永远都听他妈妈的话
，There will be no conflict as long as your will and what you want.Is not a disagreement with the mother, what the mother wants.
这如果这中间没有什么冲突，如果你的你所想要你的意志、你的思想跟跟这个妈妈的意志是一样的。
So if you're the wife of a man like this, your opinion might be quite different.
如果你是这个人的妻子，那你的可能有不同的意见。
Our views on many things will vary, will be different depending on the perspective that we're looking from.
因为所看见、所观察到的，可能有不同的想法。
Mark began the gospel with these words, "The beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God."
在马可福音一开头的时候是讲到耶稣基督福音的起头。
John the Baptist said that Jesus was much mightier than him and that he was not worthy to untie Jesus' sandals.
施洗学员讲说，主耶稣基督实在是比他还大，他不配，弯腰给他卸鞋带，鞋带也是不配的。
And the Father from heaven said when Jesus was baptized, "You are my beloved son. With you I am well pleased."
当主耶稣基督受浸的时候，天父从天上说：“这是我所喜爱的爱子，你们要听他。
So these are one perspective.
”这是从一个观点，从一个方面来看他。
And there are other views of Jesus.
这有其他的观点对基督，对耶稣基督来讲。
After John the Baptist was arrested, Jesus began his public ministry.
当约斯巡好像被关禁起来之后呢，那主耶稣基督就出来开始传道。
The first and the primary thing he did was to preach the gospel.
主耶稣第一件事就是传扬福音。
While he's preaching the gospel, if people came to him for help,
当他传扬福音的时候，如果有百姓来向他求助，
whether it's an illness or by demon possession.
或是有不一样，或有疾病，或是有各样的问题的时候，
He never turned anybody away. He healed them all.
他就医治他们。
And he strictly forbade every one of them to not to say this, tell anyone.
他特别跟那些被医治人讲说，不要把这件事传扬出去。
Those who were healed, those who were exercised of their demons, they did not obey the Lord.
当这些被医治的，或是被赶出鬼来这些人，并没有完全的听神的话。
They spoke freely about Jesus and told everybody what Jesus had done.
他们呢就出去呢，讲神在，就讲主耶稣基督在他们身上所成就的一切事情。
So everywhere Jesus went, crowds flocked to him.
所以呢，主耶稣基督无论到哪里去呢，就很多很多的百姓都跟着他。
So many people came to him, crowded him, that it was very difficult for him to preach.
所以有太多人围着主耶稣基督，所以他很难去讲道。
So the crowds and the mobs became a hindrance to Jesus' ministry.
所以呢，这么许多的百姓成为了一种阻拦，对于主的传扬福音成为一个阻拦。
So while a crowd was following Jesus,
当这些许多人跟随耶稣的时候，
many people observed what he did, what he practiced, and what he taught, what he said.
当许多人就观察到主耶稣是如何的行，如何的医治，如何的讲话。
On the one hand, they recognized that Jesus performed great miracles and taught with authority.
那一方面也讲了主大有能力医治，然后也有大有权柄。
But others observed Jesus and they began to criticize him.
但是另一方面有另外的观点，有人就开始来批评耶稣。
This man talks as if he is God.
这些人讲说他是神。
If he's so holy, why does he mingle with sinners?
如果他是神的话，为什么跟这些罪人能在一起呢？
Why does he not observe the safe Sabbath rules?
为什么呢？他不遵守安息日的一些规则呢？
Some wondered if he was out of his mind.
有些人说他是不是走神了、
And some even said that he is possessed by Beelzebub.
有些人是不是有些人就讲到说主耶稣的意思是不是被别西卜所缚了？
But there were these group of people who viewed Jesus in such a way.
所以有些人就是如此这样的看他。
Thank the Lord, by God's grace, there was a handful of people that Jesus called to himself whose eyes were opened and believed that Jesus was the Messiah.
但是有一群的人是被主所亲自的呼召，眼睛被打开的，他看见了神，真正主耶稣基督是谁。
So our prayer is that this morning the Lord will be gracious to us and use some words to encourage us and open our eyes to him a little bit more.
所以呢，今天早上我们就向主祈求，让主的恩典临到我们身上，让我们的里面眼睛能够打开，然后看见神所做的。
So I would like to read Mark chapter 3, verses 20 and 21, and verses 31 to 35.
我们看第马可福音第三章的第20、21节，还有从31节到35节。
Then he went home, and the crowd gathered again, so that they could not even eat.
耶稣进了一个屋子，众人又聚集，甚至他连饭也顾不得吃。
When his family heard about this, they went to take charge of him, for they said, "He is out of his mind."
耶稣的亲属听见，就出来要拉住他，因为他们说他癫狂了。
The teachers of the law who came down from Jerusalem said, oh no, this is, sorry, verse 20, 31. And his mother and his brothers came, and standing outside, they sent to him and called him.
31节，当下耶稣的母亲和弟兄来站在外边，打发人去叫他。
A crowd was sitting around him, and they told him, "Your mother and your brothers are outside looking for you."
有许多人在耶稣周围坐着，他们就告诉他说：“看哪，你母亲和你弟兄在外边找你。
Who are my mother and my brothers? He asked.
耶稣回答说：“谁是我的母亲，谁是我的弟兄？”
Then he looked at those seated in a circle around him and said, "Here are my mother and my brothers."
就四面观看那周围坐着的人，说：“看哪，我的母亲，我的弟兄。
Whoever does God's will is my brother and sister and mother.
凡遵行神旨意的人，就是我的弟兄姐妹和母亲了。”
So, as we mentioned before, wherever Jesus went, he drew a crowd.
就像我们前面所讲的，无论主耶稣往哪里去，就有许多的百姓都跟着他。
Not only outside, but even at home.
不仅仅在外面，就是在屋子里面是这个样子。
Home for us is a place of rest and comfort and where we can find some privacy.
你知道家里面就是为我们自己能够有休息，然后有点隐私的一个地方。
But the crowds and the people denied the Lord this luxury.
但是呢，这些跟随耶稣人，不管这些，还是要跟着耶稣在屋子里面。
Jesus never complained, and he always accommodated and served them.
主耶稣从来没有拒绝他们，主耶稣还是仍然扶持他们，医治他们。
And for those of us who have opened homes to host and to show hospitality to brothers and sisters and those who are our friends.
特别我们有些弟兄姐妹把家打开，能够招待弟兄姐妹，能够与他们一起在一起的时候，
Know that this is hard work.
这是一个不简单的工作。
When we open up our homes, we lose and we sacrifice comfort, rest, and even privacy.
因为当我们打开房子的时候，打开家的时候，我们就失去了这个休息还有隐私的一个情况。
But by the grace of God, when He allows us, gives us opportunities to open up our homes and minister to Him and to His people, it is such a blessing.
所以呢，感谢主的恩典。所以说，我们把家打开的时候，我们能够为了主，能够服侍。也能够传讲主的话。
As Jesus' fame spread,
Sorry, say again.
As Jesus became more and more famous,
当主耶稣越来越有名声越来越大的时候。
we don't know why, but some people start to say that Jesus is crazy.
但是许多越来越多人就开始说，主耶稣实在是有点疯狂。
The commentators are not sure if it was the family who said he lost his senses or other people.
这些有些这个关于这个圣经这个研读本特别没有想就是讲到这个不知道是人一般跟随他人所讲的，或是这他的亲属所讲的，主耶稣有点疯狂。
But they were reacting to what people were saying or what they were thinking.
这些人就是这样的想，或是这样的表现出来。
So they came to Jesus, and it says they came to Jesus to seize him.
他来到主面前来看他，他们来到主面前。
This seizing is to grab hold of somebody. The same word is used in Gethsemane when soldiers came to arrest Jesus, to seize Jesus.
他们就好像来到神面前，要好像抓住主一样，就好像那个这个字，就好像是兵丁要把人绑起来一样。
Was the family trying to protect him?
是不是这他的家人要来想要保护他呢？
Was the family trying to protect the family name?
是不是这家人们想来能够保护他们家人的名声呢？
At this point, Jesus's brothers did not believe that he was the Messiah.
当这个时候呢，主耶稣基督的兄弟们并没有相信主耶稣基督。
So we can question their motives and their intentions.
所以我们在这边必须想一想，他们到底他们的动机，还有他们的思想的情况到底是什么样子。
They probably came to protect their name, protect the family, and protect the member of their family.
所以他们这个时候来，也许只是想能够保护他们的家，他们自己的家，自己家里面的名声。
So when Jesus is told that his family is outside waiting for him,
所以当主耶稣听到他的亲属们在外面叫他的时候。
as Jesus often does, he takes this opportunity to teach the listeners something of eternal value from a situation that was temporal.
所以呢，主耶稣基督就借着这个机会呢，讲到一个永远的价值，而不是一个短暂的一个价值。
Here are my mother and my brothers.
这些我的母亲、我的弟兄。
Whoever does the will of God, he is my brother and sister and mother.
凡遵行神旨意的人，就是我的弟兄姐妹和母亲呢。
We have to remember who is saying these things.
我们必须想到说谁讲的这些事情。
This is the person that the Father from heaven said, "You are my beloved son."
这个是 天父从上面讲说，这是我的爱子。
For Jesus to introduce this idea of being in the family of God is something that is truly extraordinary.
当主耶稣讲到说这是一个神的家的时候，这实在是一个很特别的观念。To
the Jewish people, Jehovah is the Lord God Almighty.
当犹太人讲说这个Jehovah 就是耶和华的时候，是那永全能，全能的神。
Jehovah is to be worshipped and to be feared and to be obeyed.
耶和华神是让我们惧怕，让我们敬拜的神。
But the Lord Jesus begins to reveal something in the heart of the Father that he wanted children for himself who were born of the Spirit.
但是呢，主耶稣这边启示了更多神的心意，神上面看到说，我们信神的人是成为神的家里面的人。
Now we know that God wants everybody to be saved and to be a part of his family.
我们知道神的心意是希望每个人得救，进入神的家。
And God not only wanted, but he made a way for everyone to become his children.
神也设到一个道路，让每一个人都成为神的儿女。
Gospel John says, "But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God."
约翰讲到说，凡接受他的，就信他名的人，就成为神的儿女。
So we know that to become God's children is through faith and through faith alone.
我们知道说，我们成为神的儿女是经由信，然后我们成为神的儿女。
Jesus said, "Whoever does the will of God is my brother and sister and mother."
所以耶稣讲说，凡遵行神旨意的人，就是我的弟兄姐妹和母亲了。
This is simply a description of God's children and not a qualification.
特别这边讲到说，是讲到神儿女的描述，而不是讲到说一个进入的一个条件。
So Jesus is simply describing the practice and the nature of God's children.
这边主耶稣就特别讲到说神儿女的一个本质。
Now this is the Father's our Heavenly Father's heart and His desire.
这是呢，我们的天父心里面的一个盼望。
To want children for Himself through faith in His Son.
当相信主耶稣基督就是成为神的儿女。
His will, His motive is good and it is perfect.
我们神的旨意是好的，是完美的。
For us as parents and for us as children.
当成为父母或是儿女的时候,
our motives, when we examine our motives and our intentions, could we truly say that it's always good?
我们里面的动机是不是都是一切都是好的呢?
None of us can really say that. All the time.
我们不能够每一次都是这样讲，我们的一面所想的、所做的都是好的。
We have to acknowledge and to admit that as much as we think our motives and intentions are good, sometimes we could be wrong.
有的时候我们认为我们心里面是这样想，这样认定，我们觉得是好的时候，其实不一定是对的。
Not only our motives, but what we say, what we teach, and what we instruct. At the time, we thought we were right, but we could be wrong.
有的时候，我们的动机，我们所教导的，所我们传述的，我们认为是对的，可是呢，不一定是真正是对的。
But our Heavenly Father's will, it is good and it is perfect.
但是
See that?
我们，但是我们天父的旨意是完全的，是对的，是好的。
Jesus, as the Son, always did what his Father told him to do.
主耶稣基督是神的儿子，他一直遵行神的旨意。
He was God, but he humbled himself.
我们的主是神，但是呢，他谦卑，他谦卑他自己。
He became obedient to the point of death and even death on the cross.
他自己卑微到一个地步呢，然后死在为我们的罪死在十字架上。
Jesus obeyed the Father in anything and everything.
主耶稣基督遵行每一件事情。
He didn't obey, he never obeyed reluctantly, he never obeyed half-heartedly, but he always obeyed with a whole heart.
主耶稣从来没有过好像半吊子一样的遵行，或是一面不完全想这样做的遵行。而是呢，主耶稣是完完全全的，全心的来遵行神的旨意。
The scene at the Garden of Gethsemane，
在克西马尼园的时候
，The scene at the Garden of Gethsemane is a wonderful picture of the harmony between the Father and the Son。
克西马尼园所显现给我们的光景，就是看到父与子那样和谐的一个光景。
There is one God, but three persons.
就是有一位神，但有三个位格。
The Bible teaches us that the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit are three distinct persons.
从圣经里面教导我们，圣父、圣子、圣灵是三位的，但是是一体的。
Each has a personality and a distinct will.
每一位呢，都有他自己的位格。有他的自己的意志。
But their personality and their will are in perfect harmony with each other.
但是呢，他们的位格还有他们的旨意是完全的这样和谐的在一起。
In Gethsemane, Jesus prayed fervently as he was sweating drops of blood.
在主耶稣基督在克西马尼园的时候是这样迫切的祷告，汗珠如血从他的头流下来。
Abba Father, all things are possible for you. Remove this cup from me. Yet not what I will, but what you will.
主耶稣祷告说天父啊，能够让这些杯能够遗弃我，但是不要遵行我的旨意，乃是要遵行天父的旨意。
Remove this cup from me, yet not what I will, but what you will.
除去这个苦杯，但是不要遵行我的旨意，乃是要遵行天父的旨意。
The Father and the Son who had a perfect love and a perfect relationship.
天父与子是有这样完美的爱，还有完美的关系。
It was the Father's will for the Son to drink this cup.
是天父的旨意让子能够饮这个苦杯。
It was the Father's will to crush his beloved Son.
是天父的旨意要击打他的儿子。
It was the Father's will to turn his back on his beloved Son.
是天父的旨意要转身不顾他的儿子。
How could this be?
如何能够这样子呢？
Without knowing the full story, this is terrible.
如果不完全明白这个故事的话，是实在是很可怕的一件事情。
Because that is not the end goal, to crush his son.
因为我们知道 击打他儿子不是最终的目的。
Because it was the Father's eternal will to give his son a bride.
因为神永远旨意是要为他的儿子准备一个心腹。
It was going to cost his son his life to purchase for himself a bride.
是因为要牺牲他的儿子，为了他的儿子能够成就，能够买赎回来他的心腹。
Even though the price and the cost was extremely high,
这佛付的代价是极大的代价。
Jesus was willing to pay that price, to do the Father's will at any cost.
但是主愿意付这样极大的代价，能为了完成父神的旨意。
So praise the Lord, because Jesus was willing to do this, we are recipients of the blessing.
所以主，我们赞美我们的神，他赞美我们主耶稣基督，他愿意付上这样如此的代价，让我们能够来到他的面前。
The Father's will for his son Jesus was good and it was perfect.
父神对他儿子的旨意是好的，是完美的。
In the same way, the Father's will for us who are now his children, it is good and it is perfect.
同样的，父神对他神的儿女，对我们来言也是好的，也是完美的。
Christians often ask, what is God's will for me?
基督徒们常常问神一个问题：神在我们身上旨意到底是什么？
When this question is raised, it is often because the believer, the brother or sister, has to make a decision.
通常我们问这样的问题的时候，通常弟兄姐妹已经做了一个决定。
Often the question is, should I marry this girl or not?
通常的问题是我是不是应该娶这个姐妹呢？趁早结婚呢？
Should I go to this university or that university?
我是不是要到这个学校或是到那个大学呢？
Should I take this job or take that job?
我是不是要得这个工作或是去另外一个工作呢？
What is God's will for me?
神到底在我身上的旨意是什么？
When we read the Bible doesn't stress and teach that it is not a bunch of checking off the do's and the don'ts.
你知道，当我们读圣经的时候，神对许多事情并没有说，在这个好像有许多的像问卷一样，有这个是或否，你这样勾一勾，对我们来讲，
The Father's will for every one of his children. Who are saved by grace is to grow and to mature like his son.
神对我们对他的百姓，对我们而言，就是。因着神的主耶稣基督的恩典，让我们能够与主能够相似。
I don't know how many times we have had that experience in the Garden of Gethsemane.
我不知道我们自己有没有有在克西马尼园这样的经历。
We have our will for something.
我们有我们自己的意志，
And God has a will for us.
但是神有他在我们身上的旨意。
Father says, drink the cup.
父让领下这一个杯，
But we don't want to drink the cup.
但是呢，我们不想饮下这个苦杯。
Oftentimes, what I do is instead of getting on my knees and sweating drops of blood and praying,
我们许多时候，我们跪下来，然后迫切的祷告。
instead of doing that, I often walk away.
但是有许多时候，我们不这样做，我们就起来就走掉了。
But because I walk away, the Father will not take that cup away.
虽然我们起来走掉了，但是神天父并没有把这个杯拿走。
In order for me to be perfected, in order for me to be transformed, the Father will hold that cup.
为了我们能够成长，为了我们能够磨成神儿子的模样，神的杯仍然在那里。
The Father knows even better than us how painful that would be.
神其实知道比我们更自己更清楚，这个杯是如何的不容易。
But more than that, he knows what a blessing it would be for us to drink the cup.
主更清楚的知道，如果我们领了那个杯，神的恩典在我们的身上会是更何等的大，神的祝福会何等的大。
Not my will, but thy will be done.
不是我的旨意，乃是父的旨意能够成全。
The blessings and the freedom that each of us have experienced when we prayed that prayer, we all could look back and remember.
当我们在主面前，如果这样愿意能够成就神旨意的时候，神的祝福，神的恩典是何等的大，在我们的身上。
This is not a one-time event.
这不是仅仅的只有一次性的，
But it's a slow, gradual process.
而是一个慢慢而且成长的一个过程。
The Apostle Paul mentioned God's will many times in his epistles.
保罗在书信里面特别讲了许多次。
He often introduced his letter by saying that by God's will I was made an apostle.
保罗讲好几次，因着神的恩典，我成为使徒。
If God wills, I will come to you.
如果主愿意，我会来到你面中间。
We recall what Paul was like before.
我们能够知道保罗原本的光景是什么样子。
Paul described himself as a former blasphemer and a murderer.
保罗原本讲到他自己是一个何等不堪的一个人。
When the Lord met him, the first time the Lord met him, he said, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?
但是当神第一次遇见保罗的时候，神说：“保罗，保罗，你为什么逼迫我？”
This murderer, this person who was breathing threats of murder towards Jesus' disciples, was so transformed.
这个原本是一个，就是谋害许多基督徒的人，是如此的在神面前，能够转换过来。
You know, when Paul was heading towards Jerusalem for the last time,
当保罗最后一次向着耶路撒冷，最后一次向着耶路撒冷走的时候。
he met with many churches along the way.
他拜访了许多的教会，
In every church, the saints warned him and told him of the danger that waits for him in Jerusalem.
许多教会的圣徒弟兄姐妹跟保罗讲，在耶路撒冷会有许多的艰险。
They tried to discourage him to not to go.
他特别劝保罗不要去耶路撒冷。
They pleaded with him in tears.
他特别在特别跟他一在一起祈求哭的祷告，让他不要去。
In response, Paul was shedding tears, but he said, I am ready not only to be imprisoned, but even die in Jerusalem for the name of the Lord Jesus.
保罗也流了泪，跟他们讲，就算前面有许多的艰苦艰难，我仍然要到耶路撒冷去。
Throughout Paul's Christian life, he remembered one thing.
从保罗这一生里面，我们有一件事情可以看得见。
As he wrote in Galatians 2:20, I have been crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself up for me.
加拉太书，特别讲到这句话说，我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活的不再是我，乃是基督耶稣在里面活的，并且我如今在肉身活的，乃是信神的儿子而活，他是爱我，为我舍己。
What happened to Paul did not happen overnight.
当这些事情发生在保罗身上的时候，不是一夜之间就成就的。
It was a slow, gradual, painful process.
这是一个缓慢，而且是一个痛苦的一个过程。
To deny himself, take up his cross, and follow Jesus.
而是舍己背起他自己的十字架，能够跟从主。
And as he did that, he learned to obey God's will more and more.
当这样过程的时候，他能够看见，能够一天一天的各项主。
Whoever does the will of God, he is my brother and sister and mother.
无论如何，他们是我的，在主的里面，他们是我们的弟兄和姐妹，是我的母亲。
For us, brothers and sisters,
对我们弟兄姐妹而言。
When we do God's will, we show and demonstrate to the world that we are His disciples and God's children.
当我们遵行神旨意的时候，我们就向世人显明，我们是神的儿女，是他的弟兄和姐妹。
And if we are God's children, our life will naturally reflect that we do God's will.
当我们是神的儿女的时候，我们的生命会表现出来，我们是遵行他的旨意。
We thank the Lord for giving us opportunities every week to remember Him.
我们感谢主耶稣基督，每个礼拜给我们这样的机会，能够纪念他。
When we break the bread and drink the cup,
当我们擘饼喝杯的时候，
when we come to the Lord's table and remember what He has done for us,
我们当来到主耶稣基督桌子面前，想到主耶稣基督为我们所做的。
The Son of God who loved me and gave himself up for me.
主耶稣基督爱我们，舍己，成为神的旨意。
Brothers and sisters, if this is not our motivation is going to be something else.
我们当主来到主面前的时候，如果这不是我们的动机，我们动机就是一些其他的东西。
What we say and do is going to be motivated by our own self, our own will.
当我们做任何事情的时候，我们的动机是来自我们自己，是来自我们自己所想的。
What we say and do is going to be motivated by whether it pleases other people.
我们的动机是不是想取悦一些其他人呢？
But Jesus tells us, whoever does the will of God, he is my brother and sister and mother.
但主耶稣在这边讲说，凡遵行神旨意的，就是我的弟兄姐妹和母亲了。
May the Lord find us doing his will when he comes back.
当主耶稣基督回来的时候，愿主能够看见我们乃是一群遵行他旨意的一群人。
That may not be the same for every one of us.
这可能不一定是在我们当中每一个人是这样子的。
The Lord may call one to go here and another one to go there.
我们对主呼召的时候，我们可能 主也许叫我们这个人去这里，或叫那个人去那里。
But as long as the motivation and the intention is by the Lord's love for us, then He will find us doing His will.
但是呢，只要我们一念，我们的动机是要遵行的神的旨意，神叫我们去这里，神叫我们去那里，我们就是一群遵行神旨意的一群人。
When the Lord comes back, He will find us following after Him.
当主回来的时候，主会看见我们这一群能够跟随他的一群人。
So may the Lord's love for us continue to help us and to motivate us and to constrain us to always to choose to do His will.
愿神的爱能够在我们里面，能够激励我们，能够让我们能够遵行他的旨意。
May the Lord be gracious to us.
愿主的恩典怜悯常在我们的身上。
Let's have a prayer.
让我们在主面前再有一些祷告。
Father, you know your own heart and you know your own will.
父啊，你知道你的心，也知道你的旨意。
We acknowledge and we confess that your will is always good and it is perfect.
主啊，我们在主面前实在是承认，你的旨意是那样的美好，那样的完全。
And although we often confuse your will and our will,
我们许多时候在主面前糊涂了，我们不知道什么是神的旨意，或是我们自己的旨意。
But may the love that you show to us through your Son continue to constrain us and to motivate us to follow your will.
但愿神的爱，借着我们的主耶稣基督向我们显明的时候，我们能够里面的动机，我们里面的我们被主的爱能够激励我们。遵行神的旨意。
Father, in this difficult time, we thank you that you give us grace to lean on you more and more.
父啊，在这样特别时间，让我们能够在主面前，能够更多更多的亲近您。
And the transforming work that you are doing in each and every one of us, we thank you and we praise you.
主，你在我们身上那个磨成的工作，磨成神儿子的工作，乃是一天一天的在进行。
We pray from the bottom of our hearts that your will be done in us and in the church as it is in heaven.
主，实在是我们在主面前，从我们心里面向你祷告，主让你的旨意成就在我们的身上，也好像在成就在天上一样。
We thank you and we praise you in Jesus' name.
我们在主里面祷告，祈求奉主耶稣基督名祷告，阿门。